up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Students protesting the Israel-Hamas war at universities across the country, vowing to continue their demonstrations. Young Soo Kim is a student at Stanford.
We must fight for each other to stop genocide, to stop the senseless killing of people, to stop crimes against humanity.
The demonstrations have led to clashes with police at some schools and administrations seeking to clear encampments. The Pentagon says it'll be sending Ukraine more Patriot missile systems as part of a $6 billion aid package. Authorities in Washington, D.C. investigating a mass shooting early Saturday morning. Authorities say the shooting appears to have stemmed from a dispute and left five adults with non-life-threatening injuries. One person is in custody. Federal highway safety officials investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system did enough to make sure that drivers pay attention to the road while using the system. NHTSA says Tesla's reported 20 more crashes since the recall. This is ABC News. A Wyoming cop saddling a Girl Scout and her mom with hundreds of dollars in fines. ABC's Dave Packer says the fines were over where they were selling the famous cookies.
13-year-old Girl Scout Emma McCarroll was hoping to reach her cookie sales goal so she could go to summer camp, setting up in Grandma's driveway, but an officer was having none of it. The Cowboy State Daily reports that mom Erica Fairbanks McCarroll was fined for unlawful obstruction of a road, blocking a sidewalk, and parking a vehicle on the sidewalk. $400 worth of fines. Fairbanks McCarroll going to court, two citations dismissed, leaving her with a $150 fine for the unlawful obstruction and $508 in lawyer's fees. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A Colorado judge sentencing a former paramedic to a jail work release program for his role in the death of Elijah McClain 5 years ago. Jeremy Cooper sentenced to 14 months in jail with work release for administering sedatives to McClain. He later died. I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. From Tony Schumacher, we're looking for breaks of sun, breezy, and very warm today. Isolated thunderstorms by late afternoon, a high of 77. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some could be strong, otherwise cloudy and mild, with a low of 53. Breezy and cooler tomorrow. Rain and thunderstorms possible, 62. Occasional showers Sunday night. Thunderstorms possible as well, a low of 54. Cooler on Monday, a few storms, and then partially clearing skies and a high of 66. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Dark clouds are blowing in the wind. He's crossing your mind again. You've got that sad, sad feeling from a broken heart and feeling so close to the end. Let me love you tonight. There's a million stars in the sky. Let me love you tonight. I'll make everything alright when you find out how good love can be. You're so lost when it sets you free. They say once in your life you find someone that's right, someone who loves you like me. Let me love you tonight. There's a million stars in the sky. Let me love you tonight. I'll make the night's about, and the stars can't work their places out. Hold me tighter than tight. When the daylight comes, it'll be
for a while.
That was a big hit for Pam Tillis. In Between Dances. Good morning, Adam Hess with you on this 27th day of April. It's a warm one out there, 64. We're going to top off near 77 today. We have received 15 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight this morning. And light rain continuing to fall throughout the area. Use some caution this morning. Here's Johnny Horton, part of your weekend wake up.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over. That won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress. You know, some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you's in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me 40 bucks.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? What in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Headquarters is the place to be on Saturday, May 18th. Our tasting area will host Meister Cheese, Stanichka Cattle Company, Gillingham Meads LLC, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, Wild Hills Winery, and Surgeon's Winery from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donnie Razik will play from noon to 3 p.m. Thank you, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Meyer Construction, and Biba Palooza for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM for your Saturday. High school baseball from last night. A lot of games canceled. A few games played. Onalaska shut out Prairie du Chien 8-0. It was La Crosse Logan an 8-1 win against Mauston. And Holman blanked West Salem 10-0. In softball, Marshfield over Holman 6-5. Aquinas picked up an 11-7 win over Westby. It was a win for Sparta over Mauston 26-3. Middleton 12-5 over Verona. Adams Friendship doubled up on Wisconsin Dells 14-7, and Marshfield a 16-7 win over Holman. The season won't stop while the Brewers try to figure out how to piece together a pitching rotation with injuries. And if they're going to play, it appears they're intent on continuing to find a way to win. Willie Adames delivered an RBI single in the 10th to extend the game for rookie third baseman Jory Ortiz's walk-off single in the 11th, capping a 4-RBI night that began with Ortiz's first major league home run and giving the Brewers a hard-fought 7-6 win over the New York Yankees at American Family Field on Friday night. Tyrese Halliburton completed a three-point play with 1.6 seconds left, capping his first postseason triple-double in his first home playoff game to give the Indiana Pacers a 121-118 overtime win over the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night. Indiana keeps the best-of-seven series, and they lead 2-1, with Game 4 tomorrow in Indy. Giannis Antetokounmpo again set out for Milwaukee because of a strained left calf. Halliburton had 18 points, 16 assists, and 10 rebounds. Miles Turner put in 29 and 9 rebounds, both playoff career highs. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton banked in a three-pointer with 1.4 seconds to force overtime and had a chance to force a second overtime, but his three-pointer bounced off the side of the rim. Middleton finished with a playoff career high 42. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Again. lot of stars in the sky, but none of them are like a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. Been that long, and all my feelings are all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. Thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside.
Through your weekend, wake up. It's Donnie Rasek, something about the way she smiles at 5:32, and we're at 64 soggy degrees. Time for a MeTV classic.
Give me that countryside. The chores, the stores. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York's where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. A tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. The chores, the stars.
sure, I love the wife, but not city life.
Green Acres, baby, there.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now, more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the Drug Take-Back Day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leal Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Are you a new, current, or future educator? Would you like to find out more from those in the teaching field? Hi, my name is Tanner Bailing, future Spanish teacher and treasurer of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Aspiring Educators Chapter. Aspiring Educators is hosting a teacher panel on Tuesday, April 30th, starting at 6 p.m. in Doudna Hall, room 125 at the UW-Platteville main campus. Check-in is at 5:30 and admission is $10. Light refreshments will be provided. Please join us if you are looking for advice or to improve your classroom. We cannot wait to see you there.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Road down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
When you left, you told me you weren't coming back. Searching for the freedom you thought you never had. Now you're here at my front door, wanting one more chance. But I can't give you that. Leave me alone. I'm doing fine. Oh,
enough, but I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. You probably think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so. I'll open up my heart, and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go. I wanna give you all I got inside. I wanna love you for the rest of my life.
There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it, I don't regret it. I'll give you my love in a minute. If you want it, come and get it. There I've done it, there I've said it.
This is confidential, I've never told a soul. Every time I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt. I wanna
said it.
Before you dig, April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This Farm News and Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans were mixed. Corn was mostly lower. Cattle futures were higher. Hogs were lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. At Stein, they invented short stature corn. Then they perfected it for unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program. Choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads. Rains were welcomed in areas that were facing drought issues, but causing some planting delays. Beans continue to monitor harvest progress in Brazil, which has been nearing completion, and in Argentina, which is a little more than a quarter finished with its harvest. May beans down 3.25 at 11.59 and a half. July beans down 2.5 at 11.77 and a quarter. Corn was mostly lower on profit taking. There have been some rains in parts of the Corn Belt that have needed it. More rains have been headed to areas where water is already standing in fields. More than likely, there'll be some planting delays. The trade continues to monitor the development of second crop corn in Brazil. May corn was down a penny at 440. July corn down 2 cents at 450. The wheat complex was higher on fund and technical buying. Paris milling wheat was also higher Friday. The trade has been watching weather in major wheat growing areas, specifically the southwestern U.S. plains, parts of Russia, and Ukraine. In Chicago, May wheat was up a penny at 603 and a quarter. July wheat up 1 3/4 at 622 and a quarter. In Kansas City, May wheat was up 14 and a quarter at 646 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, May wheat was up 6 1/4 at 697 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up. Following the steady to higher direct cash business that took place throughout the week, box beef was mixed at midday. June lives are up 77 at 178.57. August lives up 72 at 176.77. May feeders were up 245 at 248.70. August feeders are up 225 at 260.55. Hogs were lower on follow-through selling and ongoing demand concerns. Midwest butcher hog prices were steady at midday. The major directs were not reported due to confidentiality. May lean hogs were down a dollar at 94.27. June lean hogs were down 252 at 102.47. Taking a look at cash business, there was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Dressed business was up mostly $294. That's generally $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South were up mostly $182, fully steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Taking a quick look at the hay market in Missouri, drought conditions worsened slightly as there was little to no precipitation that fell. There's been significant amounts of hay cut, baled, and wrapped this past week. The first cutting of alfalfa hay has been baled dry. The USDA says the supply of hay is light to moderate and demand is moderate. Prices have held mostly steady. Alfalfa Supremes medium squares brought $250 to $350. Alfalfa Supremes small squares brought $10 to $15. Alfalfa Premium medium squares brought $200 to $275. Alfalfa Good Large Rounds brought $150 to $200. Alfalfa Good Quality Small Squares brought $5 to $10. Alfalfa Fair Large Rounds brought $125 to $150. And Mixed Grass Good Premium Large Rounds brought $150 to $225. Estimated cattle slaughter this past week has been 113,000 head. That was even on the week and up 7,000 on the year. Saturday's estimated kill is 12,000 head, down 8,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. The cash hog market has been strong for the most part this week. Packers were active early in the week, resulting in this lackluster business at the end of the week. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, and processors have had to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts to meet the needs of this recent uptick in slaughter pace. Domestic demand has also been showing some strength. Both are really supportive to prices. The National Feeder Pig Report had early wean pigs steady and feeder pigs $16 lower. The USDA says demand was steady the week for moderate offerings. The total composite cash range was $28 to $47 and a weighted average of $41.54. The total composite formula range was $40.34 to $60.61 with a weighted average of $48.43. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $44.98, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $79.30. Estimated hog slaughter for Friday was 439,000 head, down 41,000 on the week and down about 11,000 on the year. And Saturday's estimated kill was 4,000 head, down 63,000 on the week and down about 43,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday.